What up? Oh, this is the Sports with Brandon podcast. I'm the host, Brandon, of course. I have no guests. I'm working on it. It's been hard trying to coordinate with a few of the guys I want to get on, but hey, you can always just hear my voice for the next year whenever I cut it off, all right? So this is actually my third time making this podcast. First time my wife called me, messed it up. Second time I realized that I could not upload the feed because there was some script issues. So that was 30 minutes of my time that I will not get back. But hey, it's a learning lesson. Oh well, you win some, you lose some, but you live to record again. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to record again, right? So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the first topic. All right, got the Golden State Warriors, right? I've been hearing a lot of chatter, man. A lot of chatter. People are talking down on the Golden State Warriors as if these guys have not been in the freaking finals the last 5 years. As if they have not been contending in the playoffs the last 8 to 9 years. As if Stephen Curry is not a 50-40-90 for an entire season player while leading the league in assists, well, not assists, but points and steals. 50-40-90 while averaging over 30. 50-40-90 while averaging over 30. Come on, man. I know they lost KD. I know it. I feel it. KD, in my opinion, which doesn't necessarily mean much. But my opinion still, it's probably the best player in the league. I felt he's been the best player in the league since 2000 and shoot, when did he win that MVP? 12, 13, 14, whichever one. All right, that's my opinion. I don't really have any reason to think otherwise, honestly. I'm not saying he's by a wide margin necessarily, because the NBA is actually deep and rich with talent on all levels. But I feel the pain. I know they lost the best player or second best, third best, whatever. They lost him. Let's not act as if Steph Curry wasn't regarded as like the best player in the league when he was going on this tear a few seasons ago. Let's not act as if he has not been a top five player the last 5 seasons. Let's not act as if we aren't putting him in the conversation for best point guard ever. Come on now, talk to me. We're just gonna think these guys are just gonna fall off a cliff and that's it? Dynasty over? And this is the thing about dynasties, right? Walmart has been around forever. All of a sudden, Amazon comes out, boom, taking over. Not all of a sudden. I mean, we understand the process, build up, you know, the overnight, you know, celebrity has pretty much been at work the last 12, 20 years. All right, yeah, whatever. But Amazon comes up like a freaking storm, whew, taking over everything, knocking everything down. But guess what, guys? Walmart's still there. They're still adapting, overcoming, competing. And that's what the Golden State Warriors are going to do. You think Steph Curry is just going to roll over? The dude averaged 27 last season. They ran a freaking boxing one on him in the freaking playoffs in the NBA. And he still got his. Was it really efficient? Who was efficient in that series? Who was? Kawhi finished with like 43% from the field. Who was efficient? What is efficiency? Do you win? I don't give a damn about efficiency as long as you win. My favorite player is Kobe Bryant. He has a career field goal percentage of like 45%, which is not bad. And I don't know why everyone's stuck on like this 50% stuff. Like, that's not easy. As long as you're not shooting like 40%, because 40% is really bad. 45, I'm happy, right? 50, I'm ecstatic. Give me 45, somewhere in there. You're acting like Steph Curry is just a nobody. Like he's some scrub that comes from some JV team from the middle of nowhere. This is Stephen freaking Curry. I understand it. Klay's hurt. Okay. You still got Draymond. Oh, well, Draymond, you know, he's just a bona fide role player. He's a damn good role player if he is. a damn good one. He plays really good defense. He pushes on the break. He attacks when he needs to. He makes really good plays. Now, granted, I would like for him not to get as many technicals, because that's just stupid and it serves no point. But that man makes plays. He is a defensive player of the year. Draymond Green makes plays. He balls. When he lost that 20 pounds and went into the playoffs, Draymond earned his money in the playoffs. If you can get playoff Draymond the entire season, ooh, man, that's nasty. And I think you can. I think you can. With the injuries and the fact that you don't have somebody that needs another 15 shots. Well, actually 15 to 20 with Kevin Durant, 15 to 22 with Kevin Durant. That's more opportunity for Draymond to score. Now, he needs to practice on that shot. Because in previous years, Draymond was nasty from three. But he's regressed a lot. Maybe because he's not attempting as many. And he's more focused on facilitating. Maybe that's what it is. Well, we don't need you to facilitate this year. We need you to knock down some shots, buddy. We need you to knock down some shots. And there's those guys talking about D-Lo. Oh, well, you know, they're not going to keep D-Lo. Yada, yada, yada. You know, he was an all-star in the East. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever all that nonsense you're talking. I don't want to hear it. What is he average? What did he average over the last season? 20. Okay, so he can score. He can get buckets. You do know that they play teams in the West and they get these averages, right? Like, D-Lo played in the West at one point in time with the Lakers. He was young, but he showed flashes. He gets to the East. He's able to develop his game, take on more responsibility, not snitch on people. He can actually focus, right? Make it to the playoffs, play well. D-Lo can ball. He can ball. Now, are D-Lo and Draymond going to be all-stars in the West? With Paul George, well, with Kawhi Leonard taking up one of those four positions now, I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. Anthony Davis is going to be available for the All-Star this year. So, no, they probably won't. They probably won't. But guess what? They'll be a tier under it. If the best players in the NBA are all truly All-Stars, one of which will be a Golden State Warrior by the name of Stephen Curry, then what does that mean for the other secondary players, third players? Those are who those guys are going to be competing against. I understand they won't have Klay Thompson for majority of the season, but when you do get Klay Thompson back, guess what? That's a bona fide all-star, baby. Man scored 60 points, didn't even dribble. Didn't even dribble. He just had 60 points. And Klay was on a freaking tear in the playoffs. Man. I was watching Klay's game like, phew. Where did you get this from? Where did this Klay come from? I've never seen it. Post game, dribble pull up. I mean, normally you see Klay move off of screens a lot. Pin downs, things of that nature, but no, Klay was just going at their neck. He was just tearing CJ up, Harkless up, Turner up, Dame, lighting them up. And Steph was just unguardable. We're just talking about two guys that swept the Portland Trailblazers. KD went down, and they finished the last two games versus the Rockets. No one wants to talk about that. We want to place the Rockets over Golden State. As if the Rockets have not been losing to Golden State before KD even got there. And when KD was there, they didn't beat them. When KD got hurt, they didn't beat them. The Rockets have something to prove. And then you put Russell on the team. Okay, yeah, that's going to be a freaking terror on teams. Granted, they will be. But they haven't proven anything. They don't get an automatic bye. They still have to beat Golden State. All those teams still have to, outside of maybe the Lakers and the Clippers. they have two players. Well, they have a player each. LeBron and Kawhi that are proven. Paul George has been to the Eastern Conference Final. Anthony Davis' talent is undeniable. He has not necessarily proven himself in a lot of ways. But when he has made it to the playoffs, he has dominated. Let's not front on Anthony Davis like his talent isn't there, like he can't ball. Let's not do that. PG 13. Kawhi. Ballers. LeBron is going to ball. So those two teams, Clippers and LA, I can see giving Golden State a run. Outside of that, they got to prove it to me. They have to prove it to me. Golden State is still in contention. Fully healthy and all those guys knocking on all cylinders. I think Golden State can make another finals run. The dynasty is not over. The dynasty only ends when you are no longer relevant and you are no longer in contention for a championship or to make the playoffs. That is when the dynasty is over. Dynasties are not over because you are not in the finals. That is stupid. I don't know where we get that from. We have been praising the Spurs and Greg Popovich for years for what he has done, for what Tim Duncan has done. Tim Duncan has 5 championships. Guess how long he played in the NBA? I'm pretty sure everyone would consider every year that he played was a part of the dynasty, which is the Spurs dynasty. But he has 5 championships. He has sustained greatness, man. That's what makes the dynasty. Not necessarily winning every year. No one's going to win every year. Hell, Michael didn't win every year. Michael got bounced in the playoffs sometimes. He didn't make the playoffs sometimes. When he made it to the biggest stage, he didn't lose. LeBron has been to, what, 9 finals? 6 losses, 3 wins? Kevin Durant's been, technically, he's been 4 times. He's 2-2. I don't know if I'm going to count that last one since he played 11 minutes and technically they were winning when he got hurt. Steph's been 5 times. 1-3, lost 2. Magic has won, what, 4 or 5 championships. Bird's won 4 or 5. Can't remember exactly how many, or 3. They've been 5 or 6 times each. Or 9 times for Magic, I think. He's 5 for 9. Steph's a great player. Golden State is going to still be around. The dynasty is still there. The talent is still there. They got McKinney, who is coming to another year with the expectation of getting big minutes. That is what you got to understand. When you are thrusted into a position in the playoffs to step up big because you lose a Kevin Durant, a Klay Thompson's hurt, you are going to see a little rust there, see some confusion. You're going to see those things. That's part for the course. But I'm pretty sure he's been getting his jump shot up. He's been working on his handles. I hope he has. They're going to rely on him big time. This is his payday. This is where you step up. You earn your spot. You get your 6th man or your 7th man in the rotation. You secure that. And you secure your bag. Because they're going to rely on you heavily. Knock down those 3s, young man. Play good defense. Cut when you need to. Screen when you need to. I'm pretty sure he's going to do all those things. Another year under that system. A year where he knows his role right out the gate. He knows he's going to get some playing time. Willie Cauley-Stein, a really good signing. Pick and roller. Help defense. He's gonna be a better fit for that team than a DeMarcus Cousins. See, sometimes we get talent confused with fit, right? You can have all the talent in the world, but you don't fit. You fit too much talent together, all you get is just a bunch of disgruntled teammates. But you get a good mix of talent with hustle, grit, superstardom, with role player. Now you got a solid team, right? You got guys that mesh well. You can't have a team without team. If I don't understand your role, then how can I help us win? They're going to know their role. Willie's going to know his role. Willie's going to know he's not DeMarcus. DeMarcus has something to prove. Marcus had to show that he could still play. DeMarcus is trying to get paid. DeMarcus is trying to build up his legacy. So he has to do certain things. Willie doesn't have to do that. Willie's not that guy. Willie's going to get set that screen for Steph. Get Steph switched on some. Get a big man switched on Steph. And Steph's going to give him the heebie-jeebies. Willie's going to be matched up with a point guard. He can roll. Steph can hit him. Same vice versa. All right. He's going to work the same way with Klay. The team is going to be solid, guys. Do not worry. They are still going to be around. They are still going to be a threat. This is Golden State. This is Golden State. They literally have been the team to beat, in my opinion, in the West, at least for the last 5 years, 6 years, really. They came up to beat the Spurs, the Clippers, to finally get over that huddle. That's the team to beat, man. You still have to dethrone them. You still have to. I'm not crowning anyone in the West right now. Only because I want to pay my respect to what Golden State has done and what they can still do. And also because the West is freaking crazy right now. And I don't know who the hell is going to win, to be perfectly honest. Those teams are deep. All I know is it's going to be a great NBA season. And I'm going to watch every single game that I can. The Lakers and the Clippers games are going to be freaking bananas. Bananas. And I will be tuned in, right? Tuned in. It's going to be freaking crazy. Golden State is not going anywhere, guys. Steph Curry is going to have an MVP type season. He may even win MVP. Just watch. Be on the lookout for it. I'm telling you, they are not going away. They are not going away. So I got another team I want to talk about, the Detroit Pistons, right? So you say, why would you want to talk about the Detroit Pistons? Well, I want to talk about Detroit Pistons because the Detroit Pistons have Derrick Rose. And Derrick Rose is my favorite player. Well, one of my favorite players. And so with that being said, I'm excited to see what they're going to do next year. They actually impressed me. I'm not going to lie. They really impressed me. I like Blake Griffin. I like Drummond. Reggie Jackson, solid. I'm not too sure about anybody else on that team, honestly. But I like those core players. I like what they can do with those guys. I really, really do. I think they can make a lot of noise with them. And I think they can be efficient and effective. Because the thing is, Derrick Rose just dropped freaking 50 last season. He dropped 50. Jeff Teague was a no-show, in my opinion. Andrew Wiggins was a no-show, in my opinion. Who paid that man? Who paid Wiggins? Who calculated Andrew Wiggins' value and said that in 2023 he's going to be worth $30-something million? How do you project that much potential? He has that John Wall contract. Like, John Wall and Andrew Wiggins have the most absurd contracts in the NBA right now. And Chris Paul. Get paid, man. Get paid. But damn. Wiggins is doing doo-doo. And Derrick Rose covered for them. If it wasn't for Derrick Rose, it would have been a lot of nights that they would have gotten blown out because Jeff Teague and Andrew Wiggins left their game in Canada and wherever the hell Jeff Teague comes from. I feel as if Andrew Wiggins has a talent to be a 25-5 guy. Consistently 25-5. 25-5-5 action. He has the length as a defender. He's quick. He's athletic. He tries to score pretty much everywhere on the court. I think his offensive game is really well-rounded. He just executes it poorly. He needs to work on that and develop. I don't know what he's doing this offseason. And I actually hope that the kid does actually reach his full potential, because he's still young. He's only like 20, 21, 22, something like that. So he still has another 14 years in the NBA, honestly. But Derrick Rose is on the Pistons. They can make some noise. The Pistons were the 8th seed last season, right? They could be a top 5 team this year. I can see them being a top 5 team realistically. I don't think that's a far stretch. I think that's realistic. I actually think it's going to happen. Derrick Rose is coming to this season. I don't know what to expect from Derrick Rose. I don't know what Derrick Rose has been working on. I know that Drummond has been working on his craft. I think he's picked up a three-point shot. Blake has gotten better as a shooter as his NBA career has progressed. So shout out to Blake in that regard. And Derrick Rose, you know, we looked at Derrick Rose as a person that was able to make a jump shot, but mostly was a slasher. Now we look at Derrick Rose like, oh no, he can legit shoot. So it's crazy how, you know, those injuries made his game more well-rounded. And it's not too late. Derrick Rose had about 3 to 4 years of lull in there. And the last few seasons, he has been back. He's been riddled with injuries. I will give him that. But he can have a strong, you know, 3 to 4 years and finish his career really, really nice. I hope he gets a championship as well. A player of that talent level that started out the way he did, it would be disappointing to see him leave without something other than the MVP because of what he's gone through. But I think he's going to show off next season in Detroit. I really do. I really do. That dude is going to go ballistic in Detroit. And you're going to see a bunch of high-flying dunks from Blake. And hopefully D-Rose. I didn't see him dunk last season. I don't think he really likes to even do that like that. You know, I think as players get older, the dunking kind of, especially for point guards, because it's a lot harder for them to get up there like that. You know, when they're young and full of energy and, you know, potato chips, they can do that stuff. But as they get older, you're like, ooh, I gotta stretch, man. It's gonna hurt my hand, you know, blah, yada, yada. I don't want to do that anymore. But, you know, that's fine. But I think they're gonna, don't sleep on them. I'm telling you now, do not sleep on the Pistons. Top 5 team in the East. I'm not saying what they're going to do in the playoffs. I'm just saying they're a top 5 team in the East. With the Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Drummond. Hell, they may even be the team I play on 2K with. I'm a shooting guard or something. I don't know. But I see a lot of potential in this team. I really do. I see it. I know they're going to be able to put in work. All right, now let's talk some freaking football. As you know, first episode, I wanted to pretty much lay the groundwork, and then I said that I would go into a little bit of football. So, you know, we have right now the training camps are going on. Got a couple guys that just got paid. The wide receiver out of New Orleans, Thomas, who caught like 98% of the passes that were thrown his direction. And then you have Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke is in Mexico and living his best life. And he should. why is the running back so devalued? I don't understand it. I do not understand it. Not every team. We have gotten so caught up in play the quarterback, play the quarterback, blah, 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 play the quarterback. It's not even that many nice quarterbacks out there. Let's just be honest. You got about 10 solid quarterbacks. Maybe a little bit more than that. Maybe. You got 10 solid quarterbacks that can legitimately win you something, maybe. Well, probably legit 5 that can actually win. You got 5 others that if the team is built solid around them, they're good enough to get you over that hurdle. But Dak ain't one of them. He is not one of them. He needs his running back. I know Jerry was talking all that nonsense about you don't need a league-leading rusher to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, Jerry, you don't. But guess who you don't have back there? You don't have Patrick Mahomes, my homeboy. You don't have Aaron Rodgers. You don't have Tom Brady back there. You don't have Drew Brees. You don't have Matt Ryan. You don't have Big Ben. You don't have any of the higher caliber tier quarterbacks. You don't. You don't have Russell Wilson back there. You don't have him. You got Dak Prescott, an average quarterback with really good intangibles, good leadership, solid guy, can take a few hits. You don't have someone who can electrify you with the plays down the field and the accuracy, you know, with his passes and throwing it to the receiver before they even get to the location that they're going or the spot they're going, who can do the back shoulder throws and all that. You don't have that. Most of his big plays came from Amari Cooper literally being a defender on sprints. Dak didn't throw him open. Amari made a guy miss. Zeke made a guy miss. Zeke is your best player. Dak is somewhere down the line. You got the best freaking linebacking core in the NFL. You have a solid receiving core. You got Amari. You got Randall Cobb. You have a really good offensive line. Your defensive front is solid. Your secondary is decent. Your running back is spectacular. You have the best running back, if not one of the best running backs in the league. I'm talking top 5. Pay that man. He can catch out of the backfield. He can run up the middle. The dude was averaging 5 yards a carry his first season. He's literally led the league in rushing 2 of the last 3 seasons. The one he didn't lead it in, he missed games because of a suspension. Come on, Jerry. What are you talking about? Pay that man. Hey, Dak, we were going to offer you this, but we realized that you ain't going to win anything without Zeke. So what we were going to pay you a little bit extra, we're going to get that to Zeke to sweeten the deal to get him over here. And Dak needs to accept that. Because you can pay Dak. Dak ain't going to win you nothing. Unless you get a Todd Gurley, a Saquon Barkley, or a running back of that caliber. Dak isn't going to win it for you. He's not. He's not that guy. If this was Aaron Rodgers, okay. If this was Tom Brady, okay. If this was Drew Brees, okay. Not. But Drew Brees has a really good running back who actually they're going to have to pay because he's too integral into the offense. That's the thing. When you have running backs that are a core piece to your offense, you need to pay them as such. Don't devalue the position because, oh, we only got 7 years at them. Okay, you got 7 years of me being here and me working my ass off. Pay me, man. Pay me. I'm with this team for 7 years, and you want me to sit on this rookie deal for the first 5 years of my contract, make scraps. Then you're going to franchise tag me, and then I hope I can get one good contract when I can use my leverage, which is the fact that I'm either the best back or one of the best backs in the league, and you are in prime position to go on a deep playoff run and potentially compete for a Super Bowl. That's what's at stake here. Yeah, Zeke is going to miss out on some money. He may get fined, but it's worth the battle. Jerry can't have that much confidence in Dak. Dak doesn't have that much confidence in Dak. Dak knows he can't win. They're not going to be able to replace Zeke like that. He's too great of a talent. And Dak's a solid guy. I like Dak. I like Dak even more with Zeke. What happened when the Rams took Zeke out of the game? The Cowboys lost. Dak can't make enough plays to get you over the hurdle. He can make some plays, but you have to have players and a system in place to make the most out of the little talent that Dak has as a quarterback in comparison to other quarterbacks. You have to do it. You have to. He's just not that guy. He's just not. But Zeke is. Pay that man. Get him in training camp. Get him ready for the season. You're not winning anything with that. You're just not. But that's all I got, guys. This is episode 2. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And I will see you all next week. Peace.